What is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles. Welcome to Eternal Savage Podcast. I'm back with a brand new episode. Man, we gotta talk. We gotta talk about this movie. It's the biggest movie of the year, so definitely one of them. So you know we had to talk about it on my podcast. Jack Snyder's Justice League. Oh my God, and this is going to be a savage review. So you already know on my channel, I keep it savage. So you know what that means. I keep it raw, I keep it real, and no sugarcoating, no bullshit. I'm just going to give you the honest God truth. You can take it how you will. Now, also, I want to give you a spoiler warning right now, okay? So that definitely does mean there will be spoilers. So look, if you don't want to listen to this right now, pause it. Go ahead and watch the film on HBO Max right now while they have it for the next 30 days. Or go to the movie theaters and get your ass in there and watch it. And then come back, all right? So, y'all been warned. Good. So, let's get to this motherfucker. Let me tell you right now. First off, for a movie that is 4 freaking hours. Because, you know, when the movie Avengers Endgame came out, that was 3 hours and 20 minutes. But that movie was a classic, damn near a perfect movie. It was never slow whatsoever. Shout outs to Marvel, but it's not about them. But I just want to say, use that for an example, because people was like, they were scared of the time because damn, were they really, were people sit down for that long? Well, let me tell you something. After last night, sitting down for 4 hours, 4 hours, 4 hours and 2 minutes, exactly. Yes, the movie was great. The movie was not boring at all. For 4 hours, I sat there and was not mad about a damn thing. Because first off, this is how the movie should have been done the first time. Oh my God. Look, I know people want to, look, I know DC want to catch up to Marvel and they want to have a phenomenal movie, live action movies. But look, sometimes you're going to have to make your movies a little long for your heavy hitters and just get the story out correctly so that way you can just move forward. Because when this movie first came out, just the original Justice League movie, that movie's 3 hours long and it has so much shit missing that of course you couldn't get a real good time to connect with the characters, get a little more of their backstory. Look, that extra hour that they put into this definitely put the movie together in a way better pace. Made you like the characters even more. The characters you already knew from their solo movies, then jumping in, made it a whole lot easier to connect and love them even harder. Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, from when it comes to the big movies, any Justice League movie or group movies, if they're gonna be 3 to 4 hours long, fuck it. They're going to be 3 to 4 hours goddamn long, but they're going to be paced out well. They're going to have great acting. They're going to be great everything. Everyone did their job. And there was tons of great cameos in that bitch. First one I want to talk about, even though he only had a little bit of face time throughout the movie, once he showed him his true self in the middle of the movie, and then he showed himself at the end, because they really didn't need him just yet, Martian the Manhunter. He is dope as fuck, and if you don't know who his character is, he is the black general that that talked to him, Superman in the Man of Steel movie. So the one that be like, say, who are you, and all that other stuff, the general. He is Martian Manhunter. And I sort of thought it was him, because in the TV show and a few other comic books, he was always the black military general. So I'm glad they kept that going in these movies too. But since they didn't need to use him for the fight, he just showed himself just doing little rent-a-cons and all that other stuff. But he showed who he was. He said, next time, Batman, I'll definitely join you when you need me. So that was dope. How they brought Superman back and everybody else, that shit was dope. It was really great. I can't complain about nothing. The fight scenes were great. The graphics were great. The storyline was now finally complete and great. So now when they branch off and do their individual movies before they have to come back together and fight Apocalypse again, and this time they'll be fighting Apocalypse, then we already got Martian Manhunters with his movie. Flash got his movie out. Batman got his movie. Wonder Woman already got her 2 sequels. Aquaman should have a second one too. And then, oh yeah, we're going to get our Green Lantern movie that's coming out later too. So now Green Lantern, they can get him straight too. So we'll have the full team of seven instead of five. And then they can be all ready to kick Apocalypse ass whenever we get that sequel. I have no idea when the sequel's coming out. No one really, they didn't really drop dates. I have to probably look into a lot of shit to find out. But it's all good. We got Marvel doing their great stuff, and we got DC coming up with great stuff. So as a superhero fan, we're going to have a lot of great movies, guys. So don't even worry about that. Also, the Joker scene. The scenes with Joker that everyone was talking about. You know what? I'm going to be perfectly honest. This performance of Jared Leto was a little bit better than Suicide Squad. But it's just, look, Jared Leto is not a bad actor. He's a phenomenal actor if you've seen his work. But for some reason, his Joker is just always seems to be off just by a tad bit. I just don't get it. For some reason, his Joker just is off. And I know Joker's an off character because he's crazy as fuck. But it's just not right. Like, there's something to, it's like Jared Leto needs to take a step back. I know he's trying to be his own original interpretation of him, but you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Someone like Jared Leto needs to copy a little bit. What he should have did, and I know you don't want to copy, you want to be your own guy, but he should have copied a little bit of Heath Ledger's Joker with a little piece of Jack Nicholson's Joker and combine them together and find somewhere in between like that. Because his interpretation, it just don't work for me. I just can't be honest. Like, it's still all right. Like, his face looked way better, though, than Suicide Squad, by far. If y'all saw Suicide Squad, the movie was okay. It just didn't get the love that it deserved, and they should have made the movie a little bit longer and actually did the thing so for you to grow and love the characters. But that's a whole nother story. They need Jack Snyder to save that film, too. But any fucking way, yeah, it's just Jared Leto, like, his Joker just is always a little off. Like, he looked phenomenal, though, this time. Like, when he took them stupid tattoos off his face and just had him with the bloody mouth and the green hair, he looked great. I enjoyed this version. It's just a little bit about Jared's, it just seems off, and I hate to hear that. I hate to say that. I wanted to love this Joker. If he would have just kept his voice a little more raspy and just would have been a little more serious, like, what Joker make it and laughing. Like, it's just, So from his phone, so for his performance with this newest version, even though it's better than Suicide Squad, he's still the worst Joker. And that's the worst Joker to me out of everyone that's ever did live action of Joker. Y'all can still have y'all feelings and some can like him, some could not like him. But I'm going to tell you right now, for me, it's a dead miss. I just know. We're just going to have to let it go, Jared. I just love you and your other stuff. I know you did a great job with Denzel and Little Things, The Little Things That Count, and all this other shit you're doing, and you're about to be in another big film. So shout outs to Jared Leto, but your Joker is just not it. So when we get another Joker for anybody else, I know some other great actors that would definitely, I want to see Leonardo DiCaprio personally as a Joker. That would be who I would love to see play the Joker next. Just saying. Or the Riddler, one of the two. Okay. Back to the film. Yeah, the action was great. The pacing was great. It was never boring. It was never dull. I could watch it again if I wanted to. Everyone did their part. I really got nothing bad to say. From a scale of 1 to 10, this movie is a fucking 10. It's a 10. It really is a 10. Like, I'm not just saying that either. Like, it is definitely a 10. It's at the level of an Avengers movie. Now, I will never, I don't want no one to flip out. Now, hold on. It's not better than Avengers by any means. All four Avenger movies are classics, and they're all 10 for 10 masterpieces. All four Avenger movies. But this movie right here is definitely a 10 for 10 as well. If I had to compare it to any of the Avenger movies, I would compare it to number one. because number one was the one with that was that launch pad to take Marvel Studios to the whole next level and change the world when it comes to superhero movies. Next to Batman, with Heath Ledger, with Dark Knight. So this movie definitely it set the bar for DC and definitely did a great freaking job. And I'm so proud of DC. Actually doing the damn thing and actually accomplishing getting this thing done. And I'm glad. I'm so glad, okay? So, that's my thing for it. So, from a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10 out of 10. Go see it with your family and friends. If you want to go see it, if you don't want to go out and around people, you can get it on HBO Max. It's only $15 a month. And it's definitely worth going to get because, see, this is how it works. So for anyone that might be confused, HBO Max get movies that come out in the movie theaters. The day that it comes out in theaters, HBO Max gets the film so you can watch it. But here's the thing. They don't keep it forever. They only keep it for 31 days. So just in case if there was a movie that you know that HBO Max got that was like a month or 2 months ago, they don't have it anymore because they only keep it for 31 days. From the day that it comes out in theaters. So the next movie they're doing is Godzilla versus Kong. So you know I'm going to watch it. I'll review it and I'll talk shit about it on here. But yeah, the movie is great. So in the next movie that they're getting is Godzilla versus Kong. And I'm going to be watching that one. So I hope you guys enjoy. I appreciate you guys being here. If you did, please share this awesome stuff. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's underscore, it's Knuckles World underscore, I-T-Z-K-N-U-C-K-L-E-Z, World, W-O-R-L-D underscore. So it's Knuckles World. I'm on Clapper, it's Knuckles World. Same thing, no underscores. And you can hit me up. So definitely, and also if you want to find me on Facebook, Eternal Savage Gaming. That's where I always do all my gaming information and all that good stuff too. But I hope you guys enjoy. Oh, and YouTube, Eternal Savage Gang. Yep, Eternal Savage Gang. Do gaming, comedy, live streams, all types of stuff. So don't worry, you'll always see me on there. You'll see me here. Definitely be posting this all up on my Snapchat and everything else. Yeah, it's Knuckles World. That's on my Snapchat. So definitely follow me, guys. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Love you guys. Peace.